only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone! Danger zone!
FA-18 Super Hornet, bro. Woo! Goosebumps, bro. Goosebumps. Good morning, 8:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man?
Today, some lake effect snow is going to be trickling off here this morning, then partly sunny, high of 18. Tonight, cold, partly cloudy. We are going to see a wind chill near negative 5. Going to be brisk.
Yeah.
Going to be brisk.
Surprisingly, though, Sunday, high of 75.
Good God. Nice Sunday coming up. No, not going to be that warm. We are going to see a high of 30 on Saturday. Sunday, high of 35. So warming up just a little bit as we kick off next week. But next couple days, a little cold.
So you have nothing to do this weekend.
No.
There's really no sports on this weekend. We got the XFL.
Yeah.
That's played. Tyson Fury's fighting.
Yep.
He's fighting Wilder. Be a good fight.
Yeah. I'm going to try and do some ice fishing this weekend if there's some spots. By the way, if anybody's got good spots that has decent ice, let me know. Call me, 925-WIRX. I'd love to know.
Brock's got the itch.
I do have the itch. I need to scratch it. So go catch some fish. Hey, speaking of ice fishing trips, we're going to tell you more about the Rippin' Lips ice fishing trip coming up in a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
You best buds in the biz.
Katie, will you be our Valentine?
Please.
Please. What's up, Kate?
What's up?
Valentine's Day is a day for a lot of first dates. There's people out there, and I want you to remember this story, because no matter how bad you think your Valentine's Day date went, it's not nearly as bad as this one. Back in December of 2016, a 40-year-old woman named Shelby Sampson was on a date with a 33-year-old guy named Christopher Castillo. They matched on a dating app, so they went out on a date. He lived about 30 minutes away and asked her to pick him up from his parents' house.
Oh, okay.
So he already's off to a great start. 33, at home.
Can you pick me up
from my parents' house for this date?
And bring money.
He also drank wine while in her passenger seat.
Oh, man.
Red flags just left and right with this guy. Well, then he asked her to stop at a bank, but she didn't know it was because he was going to rob that bank.
Come on, dude.
So, 33-year-old, she picked him up from his parents' house. He's drinking wine. Then he goes to a bank to rob it. A few minutes later, he came running out holding a gun and $1,000 in cash and told her to drive, go, hit the gas. She says she, quote, panicked and then drove away with him, but she pulled over immediately when she saw the cop cars behind her. Christopher was arrested and sentenced earlier this week to 5 years in prison. Luckily, Shelby managed to avoid any charges or jail time.
Which would be a tough decision, especially if the guy next to you has a gun.
Yeah.
You know? Like, no, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of it. I didn't sign up for this on the app.
This date is not going well. Yeah, on the dating app, did it have like on there like okay as a getaway driver? Like DTD, down to drive?
I was wondering why he was asking about my driving history, how fast I can drive. Yeah.
He asked me if I'd seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, weird. Now it all comes together.
It all comes together. So Shelby, I wish you good luck in your dating. Hopefully it's only uphill from here.
Maybe try
or downhill from here.
Try a different app.
Yeah.
How about like Farmers Only? I don't think there's too many thieves or bank robbers on that one.
Don't go to a Bank Robbers R Us dating app. It's not a good one. It's not a good one.
Or she might go to Farmers Only and end up the guy stealing a horse or something. Hey, swing by this barn, would you?
He's a cattle roper.
You know?
He's stealing cattle. Damn it. All just nothing but thieves around here.
God.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Lovely Kiki.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kiki.
Lover.
Good God, lady.
I was talking to Hunter.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Hello.
Are you wearing sexy underwear right now? And you got some sexy
maybe.
Lingerie on?
Maybe.
Maybe.
He's talking to me, Kiki.
Yeah. I already know what Hunter's wearing.
This is getting really confusing here.
Yeah.
Who's talking to who?
Big plans for me for Valentine's Day? What are you doing?
I do, but I never buy anything. I hate buying gifts for Valentine's Day, so I don't ever buy anything. I like to go homemade, you know?
Homemade?
I like to go...
Emphasis on ho.
Like, I'm thinking I'll probably... I've put together a costume and a talent show.
Really?
Sorry, Hunter.
Ryan.
The talent show. I have talents, many talents.
I'm like, hey, you know what? You're my boss. This is a professional work environment.
I am intrigued.
I have three costume changes.
Why do I feel like, why do I feel like this is like Horrible Bosses with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
You know? Can you take your boss to HR?
I've tried to take him to HR. They just ignore me.
We're married.
Okay, so talent show.
Yep.
Portion at three costume changes.
Three costume changes in a talent show.
That's very impressive. Is there snacks involved? Is it like a show?
Hydration will be key. Okay, I'm done.
Whoa.
Yeah, we should probably have snacks too, like energy bars.
Here's your Pedialyte. Sit down. Take a breather. I'm excited about this. This is good.
Yeah.
Me too.
Boy, I better bring my A game. Will there be an audience?
Just you.
Just me. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I mean, just kidding. Well, I mean, we can invite others to watch the show and tell.
Why are there like eight cars up front?
Okay, I couldn't even
what
park
are you
in the
and Amanda doing?
Why are there so many cars?
Do you want to go to a talent show?
Yeah. God, I couldn't even park in my own driveway. This is ridiculous. Walk in, there's a cover charge at the door.
Well, shoot, should I make a flyer?
Yeah, put it up around the neighborhood. Valentine's Day party, like talent
eight,
show.
They have like eight
Valentine's
dudes show
Day
up at your house tonight.
Special edition talent show.
Okay, well, I am very, very excited. Now I'm a little nervous. So.
I'm here for the talent show. The talent show. Let me in.
I got this flyer.
All right, guys, it's $10. Chicks get in free.
Nice.
Kegs in the back.
Nice.
It's gonna be good. Well, I'm very excited for this.
What about what am I getting for Valentine's Day?
You know what you're getting.
Hopefully, it's a Reese's cup. That's all I want.
It's the Reese's big cup. Honestly, no. Come on. I just need
Reese's
to. I just
minis.
Need, I need to, you son of a, some Reese's Pieces.
Right.
I just need Fun to show size. Up and perform. Honestly, at this point, right? I just need to bring my A game.
No, you still have to get the chocolates and the flowers.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll get the chocolates and the flowers.
Thank you.
I may already have those. Who knows? Maybe I was prepared for this one. I don't know yet. I can feel the cringing on the other side of the radio.
It's thick.
It's thick. It's palpable. You can taste it in the air.
So would you legitimately get mad if he didn't get you like flowers or candy or anything?
No, I wouldn't, but I would just be a little bit disappointed.
Yeah. Don't worry, you won't be.
Just because I know what
I mean, you
I'm
will
giving
be.
Him.
At the end of the night,
I
you
deserve,
will be disappointed.
But. I deserve, exactly. I deserve at least flowers. I just love flowers, though.
Why?
Because they're beautiful and they make the house. I like to put them in the centerpiece, them in the dining room.
I like watching them die.
I purposely don't put them in water so they die quicker.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's a female thing. I don't get the flowers.
Actually,
I know
what?
It's very stereotypical, but I really just love, I don't eat a lot of sweets, so this is an excuse to do it, and I won't ever buy them myself.
What if he got you like a bouquet of dandelions? Those are flowers.
Those are flowers.
Those are flowers. I think they're technically weeds.
Are they?
They are.
Technically.
Well, then smoke it.
I don't think you can find those around this time of year, so I'm not worried about it.
No, I got a little something planned, a little something cooked up, so it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Is kale a flower?
No, that is garbage. Kale is garbage. Yeah, I'm going to get you a bouquet of kale. It's going to be great.
Of kale.
Then throw it in the trash.
He's right in the trash. Well, I'm very excited. I'm a little nervous. I'm excited.
You
I'm
should
intrigued,
be nervous.
Aroused at the same time. Yeah. I'm fear-oused. I'm frightened and aroused.
Fear and arousal.
Fears and arousal at the same time. Well, good. We'll talk more about this now that everyone's uncomfortable that's been listening. This is great.
You're welcome.
It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock Hunter, the
good
lovely
morning.
Kiki.
Good
morning.
So we had a guy call in, and he wanted to scold Hunter because apparently, Hunter, it is a big sports weekend.
Oh, it is. With what?
The Indianapolis 500.
Oh, the 500. Where do they race that at? Hartford? Is that at the Hartford Speedway?
Yes, it's at the Hartford Speedway. That would be so crazy.
Is it?
It'd be nuts. No, the Indianapolis 500 is happening this weekend. Big weekend for race fans.
Yeah.
I think you and I should enter the Indianapolis 500.
With what, the Hummer?
Yeah. Because all we'd have to do is run over all the other cars. Right. We'll crush all the other cars, yeah. And then we'll win.
It is a very interesting sport. I'm sorry I missed Indianapolis 500. Guy.
You are the worst sports guy in the world.
You know what? If you would have called in around the 6 o'clock hour and informed me, like I'm blaming it on you.
Yeah, it's your fault, pal. Where were you on that one, huh?
This is very typical.
That's right. It's that guy's fault. Yeah. It's not your fault, Hunter.
I can tell you a few things about NASCAR.
Yeah?
Typically, a NASCAR driver pees himself twice a year. That's a fun fact.
Just in general or while driving?
No, while driving.
Oh, it's that time again. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense, dude. They're in that car for...
Not to mention
500 miles.
Here's what good old Dale said. Good old Dale. He says that you sweat enough in the car that typically you don't have to go to the bathroom. You basically just sweat it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are times, and there are times where you have to do other things too.
Good Lord.
And you just go. You just got to go.
Just go, man.
Just go, man.
Just go, man.
You know?
So there you go. Indianapolis 500 this weekend. Good stuff. The phones are ringing right now, and I'm nervous because we've either said something stupid. Dude, or
look at the phone bank. It is solid.
Definitely
red.
The case.
Are you kidding me? Jesus. And also, too, real quick, David said he would pay $100 for a ticket to watch Kiki's talent show. $100, that seems a little low.
It does feel a little low. You can go down to the strip club.
Well, he doesn't know what the show is.
Down the road and pay that much for a
Is.
Good point. If he doesn't know what he's getting, I mean, $100, that could be a wasted $100.
Right, you could show him the door. That's right.
Exactly.
There will be no disappointment.
If your talent show is taking your thumb and pretending like you're removing it.
$100.
Whoa.
It's me performing original songs from when I was a child.
All right, $50. $50.
You're going to have to pay me for that one.
Want my money back.
It's a interpretive dance of your life.
So is this show a little Marilyn Monroe-esque?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not telling you anything.
Hey, you know what? You were very, very open about talking about it last break.
I did not give any details. I simply just said there's three costume changes.
Does it involve the Indy 500?
Talent show.
You dress up as Dale Earnhardt Jr.
It's coming around the fourth corner. Here comes Kiki. I don't know why, but that mustache is working for me.
I know. I love it. Tickles.
Feeling the need. The need for sure. That's airplanes.
What's one costume then?
Yeah.
Just give us one, because he's going to have two more that he doesn't
know. Sexy obstacle course.
Sexy. Oh, I know which one that is. I've seen it. I'm excited.
But I haven't tried it yet.
Ooh.
We haven't tried it.
What? It's like lingerie that you put on that's got a maze that goes down to downtown.
Well,
da-da-da.
Let's just say there's like instructions on how to put it on.
We're going to have to take a break here because I'm going to pass out because all the blood is rushing to my penis.
Jesus.
Feel a little woozy.
My wife got the edible underwear.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
Except when I eat it, I'm going to have to go take an insulin shot. Totally ruins the mood.
How many grams of sugar in these panties?
These panties.
It's not as bad because they're crotchless, so there's less sugar in
there. You guys have any diet panties?
Sugar-free.
Sugar-free diet.
Yes. Diabetic panties. For the diabetic pervert in
your
life. Your comedian today is George Lopez.
Take a break. And Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Damn it. Good morning, 851 Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
What's up?
All right.
I'm hanging out with a couple dummies.
So in all of the hullabaloo this morning, I got distracted. I don't usually make mistakes like this, but a guy called in to give us the riot act because we missed the big race this weekend.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I finally made a mistake on the Plan B Morning
Show.
I have the audio from what I said. So.
But Hunter was the one that got called names.
Yeah, I know. It was you got blamed, and then I stood up.
Yeah, what the hell? He's the one that said it.
Big sports weekend.
Oh, it is. With what?
The Indianapolis 500.
Oh, the 500. Where do they race that at? Hartford? Is that at the Hartford Speedway?
Yes, it's at the Hartford Speedway. That'd be so crazy. Be nuts. No, the Indianapolis 500 is happening this weekend.
Okay. So that was the clip. That was the clip from last break.
Okay.
Moron.
I heard it wrong.
Moron.
It's the Daytona.
No, it's not. It's the Sharpie 500.
Oh, it's the Sharpie 500. That's what it is. That's what I got confused with.
Right?
You know, there's so many Yes, the Sharpie 500.
No, it wasn't the Sharpie. No, it was the Winston 500.
Winston 500.
The Winston 500.
Was it?
No, it wasn't. The UAW Ford 500. That's what it was.
Where does that one take place at?
I think that's up in the UP.
Ford Field, I think.
Ford Field? No, there's
that wasn't it.
There's a track around Ford Field.
That wasn't it. The Southern 500, maybe?
Maybe that's what it was.
It was down south. It's not the Southern 500.
People's heads were just exploding right
Could
now.
Could it?
No, it's the Daytona. Is it the Daytona 500?
The Daytona 500. That's happening.
Are you sure?
You know what? All right. In my defense, there's a lot of 500s.
There's a lot of 500s.
There's a lot of 500s.
How could they be doing it in Daytona, though? It's snowing there, right?
It's snowing in Daytona.
Dude, we're just pissing you listeners off. So we apologize.
It's on that that track that makes a figure eight.
Yeah, that's it, right?
That's one, right? The figure eight track.
Oh, God.
It's on the Hot Wheels track.
All right. No, it's the Daytona 500. It's happening. You moron.
I hate it when
that
happens.
You know what's funny? The Indianapolis 500 isn't even NASCAR. It's not even the right type of race.
To all of our racing brethren out there, I apologize. I got distracted by Kiki's sex talk.
Yeah, right.
All right? It's your fault.
Oh, it's
Kiki.
My fault.
It's Kiki's fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, come on, Kiki.
We talk about accountability here in the workplace, you know, and you guys are both taking
You got this broad with her womanly ways distracting me from the show I'm supposed to be doing. So, listeners, I apologize for Kiki for distracting us from what's really
wow.
important.
Wow. You know what? We're down to two costumes.
Oh, damn it.
Damn.
Sexy obstacle course is done.
It's just fine. It'll give you time to go to the Daytona 500.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
It's yes. Indy 500, doy.
Everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Moron.
I like that one. That one guy called us.
The only guy was pissed.
He was so mad at
he
us.
He was.
Again.
So are you effing serious, guys?
Again, the Indy 500 is this weekend. Everyone, just relax. Watch your Indy 500.
Oh,
as always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Brock and Hunter. Just every day. No, it's brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in the Stevensville. Home, car, life, snowmobile, Indy Insurance. Yeah. If you need it covered, he's got you covered.
Yeah.
Go see him.
Chris.
Can't wait to watch Formula One this weekend.
It's going to be so great. Is it the truck racing this weekend? The big race?
Truck show.
Your Dumb Vocabulary for today. Yeah, it's the demo derby. Your Dumb Vocabulary for today. Valentine's lay.
It's when you get laid on Valentine's Day. Yeah. Gosh.
It's what Brock's getting tonight.
Challenge me for once.
Exactly. It's the sex you get on Valentine's Day.
It's the once a year.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
You don't even get that? I bet you will. Hang in there.
I'm trying.
Hang in there.
It's long and hairy, hard to carry.
How you feel today? Low, loose, and full of juice for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Example.
full of juice.
I can't wait to get my Valentine's lay on Valentine's Day. There you go.
Oh, that's a poem right there.
I'm a poet, and I didn't even know I was. That's your Dumb Vocabulary. Rock.